This is a Praxis podcast.
Welcome back to the Are You Listening podcast. I am Mateen. I'm 17 years old and am a proud member of the Praxis Teen Advisory Board.
My name is Rosa. I'm 16. I'm also a member of the Praxis Teen Advisory Board.
So why don't you speak a little bit about what we do at, or what PTAB is?
Yeah, so we're a branch of an organization that's called Praxis. And, you know, they work with arts and we're their teen advisory board. So we give our advice and our insights to how artists in themselves work with their crafts, but also give feedback to art institutions and museums.
Yeah. And over this past year, we've had the great opportunity of going to several museums and speaking to artists. And we've had the specific focus of sound and noise this year. So that brings us to our theme, pollution, more specifically sound pollution.
Are you listening?
So what is sound pollution to you?
Sound pollution to me is mostly just social media, like Reels, TikToks, YouTube Shorts. I feel like all that contributes to a lot of pollution in the mind, but also, you know, in the environment that you're in. Because I've noticed that when, for example, a lot of teens are in one place and if they're all on their phones, you know, there's a lot of music overlapping. And I feel like that's, you know, sound pollution to me. How about you?
I would totally agree with your point. I'd say that I could even take it further by saying that it's really everything that makes sound, really. It's everything that we do when we walk on the street, or the noise of our footsteps and the keys rustling in our bags and the trams going by. It all is sound pollution. Or my dog barking. Oh, he's so annoying. But it all contributes to what we hear around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I remember I used to have a cat and it would like meow and meow when I was a kid because it wanted to come into my room to cuddle. And yeah, that's also sound pollution. I feel like pets are such, you know, little menaces. But at the same time, I don't feel like pets, I don't feel like the sounds they make are sound pollution, because they are more so a part of nature. And I feel like the creations and the technology that human beings make contribute far more to pollution and sound pollution, and the effects of it are much, you know, larger in our world.
I wouldn't say that all human-made sounds are negative. I lived in the Middle East, and a huge part of the daily life there is religion. And I mean, you'd have the call to prayer 5 times a day, and especially as foreigners, many people after a while got upset and tired of it. For example, there was a mosque right next to my school, and it always, the sound of prayer would always come on right when I was sitting in my Arabic class, and my Arabic teacher would always be so mad. She was like, they know that that the school is full of foreigners, so they turn up the music extra loud. And you know, you have all these different perspectives of it. I personally always thought that it was very beautiful. I remember also being on the soccer team and playing soccer out in like the 35 degree blazing heat. And we'd be playing music because it was the only thing that'd get us through it. But then once the call to player would get on, or you'd run towards the speaker and just turn it off to be respectful. And I thought that...
That's so nice.
You know, it was a contrast, really beautiful contrast. And everybody would just sit and listen. And it was so beautiful. And you'd hear not just the mosque right next to my school, but maybe that would start, or you'd hear some in the distance, and you have all these mosques just coming together, and the world almost just goes dead silent, and everybody pulls their cars over to the side of the road, and you'd see people praying on the street, and it's really just beautiful and peaceful. So even though that is a huge, or it is a huge sound pollution in a way, it's really beautiful.
It's meaningful in a way. Mm-hmm. I feel the same way about like church music and gospel music, because, you know, it's very comforting to me. And I've always, you know, went to church on Sundays. And I feel like that, you know, it it becomes a part of your daily routine. And I feel like it's the same way with the people in the Middle East and the contrast between their reactions to foreigners, because foreigners would get annoyed, but the people who live there, you know, they weren't complaining because they were used to it. And I feel like it's the same way with me in a way, because a lot of people find like the noise that bells make annoying, but I don't, because I kind of grew up to being used to it. So I feel like what we perceive as being sound pollution is subjective, and it definitely has close ties to our experiences in our daily lives.
Yeah, and I think a great example of that, which is one thing that we saw with PTAP, was the church piece that we saw at Nationalmuseet. Yeah, what did you think of that?
I loved it. It really just, you know, it kind of makes me feel closer to God in a way, because, you know, it was worship music, and so the room was, like, filled with artifacts from Christianity's past, and I felt like it was really beautiful. And to me, like, that was nice and calming, but I noticed some other people were like, what is this? And their reactions were like, they weren't too pleased with it, but
you know. I'd say that's also a really interesting part of how faith changes. I mean, in the 1500s, Christianity was just the only kind of light in a dark day, and they looked up to God, and you go to those old churches, they really, like, it feels like you're in the presence of God. Everything's so massive and so huge, and it almost feels scary because you feel so small and you feel so powerless. Versus one example that I'd like to say is, like, black gospel music. It's amazing.
Oh my God, you really feel
like, instead of feeling like you're this little person and this huge being is watching over you, you feel like you're in this huge community, and it's just beautiful and happy and kind. Versus maybe then Christianity used to be more of a scare tactic. That's, again, what kind of my perspective.
Yeah, I agree. We have this recording from when we were visiting one of the rooms in the National Museum with Christian artifacts. Here's the worship music. It's so beautiful.
Here you can hear a lot of background noise, which also relates to the overall theme of noise pollution. But yeah, what do you think, Rosa?
I mean, I think it's really beautiful. And, you know, we can hear people moving and talking. And, you know, when, for example, you talked about Adan, and I feel like that's kind of different in a way, because it's not meant to be art. It's more so meant to be like a form of worship. But I feel like when it's in a museum, I feel like, you know, it shouldn't be something controversial that people talk, they're discussing the artifacts. But obviously, if you're, for example, in a church, you should stay quiet during worship. And I think that applies to any religion. So just like keeping that in mind, I think it sounded very angelic. And yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Something that was a really strong contrast to the church music was also the sound of the Bitcoin factory, which is also something me and my colleague spoke about in the last episode. Let's take a listen. What we're listening to now is a piece by Alexandre Rissau called Transmissions of the Unforeseen. This was a really strong comparison of just sitting here in this dark room listening to these sounds for 40 minutes versus the sound of the church, which is kind of, you know, you could come and go as you please, and it was just more, and it was more used as a tool to really feel the time and the era of the artifacts that were presented in that room.
I definitely agree. And in a way, they kind of are the same, because they're both worship music in a way. When you put in so many resources to create a factory that mines out Bitcoin for you, that is an act of worship in my mind, in the same way that, you know, maybe even gospel music is. But I feel like what we perceive as God has changed. God was more of a creator before, but now we see that money creates opportunities for us. So that's what we spend most of our time working for, and in that way, worshiping.
I completely agree. I mean, I'd probably say that more people would be praying to the sound of Bitcoin music rather than God. I mean, that's, I personally am not very affected by religion. And I mean, me personally would probably appreciate a Bitcoin rather than like a conversation with God, because it's not really something that
doesn't give you anything. Right. And, you know, I'm kind of different to you in that way. Like, I'm Catholic, so I feel guilty that I sometimes spend more time working for money than, for example, prioritizing church or worshiping or praying. And I just find it really interesting because I've been thinking and observing this phenomenon, for quite some time.
I think that the experience with Praxis has been so lovely and so eye-opening. I mean, we've been able to see how different we are and how we all have different relationships with sound and perceive things so differently. And it's been really great.
I feel like I learned a lot about the perspectives of other people and other artists, and it definitely made me pay more attention to sound, and also just like the sound that I hear when I'm on my phone or when I'm around friends or when I'm in certain environments. And I feel like that's a very reoccurring theme throughout, you know, the topics that we've talked about, and also just through our time working here in PTAP for this year.
Yeah, we've been really lucky with the things that we've been able to experience. I mean, we maybe notice sound less in some ways, like the background noise at the National Museum with the Christian exhibition versus the really sitting in this constant noise of the Bitcoin factory and really getting to reflect and compare these very different and wonderful experiences. You know, through this conversation, it's so interesting. I really found that we're so different, yet we have so much in common. And I think that's one of the lovely things about us being able to experience things that we have been able to experience.
Exactly. Like, for example, when you said that you would rather have a Bitcoin than you would have a conversation with God, I feel like I'm quite the opposite. But still, our reflections and our analysis of society is so similar in so many ways. So yeah, it was really just enlightening.
This has been Are You Listening? A podcast from the Praxis Teen Advisory Board. This podcast is part of the project Reaching Out, a 3-year collaboration with the youth boards of Index Foundation from Stockholm and Publix from Helsinki. This past 12 months, the program has been focused on audio formats in the arts. The boards are working with artists and meeting with institutions as they develop their own responses to the question, how does your board think art institutions should use sound to reach people? Praxis Teen Advisory Board and this year's program is supported by Erasmus Plus Aktiv Ungdom, Kulturtanken, and Arts Council Norway. This podcast was produced by me, Siddhartha Cardenal, and Alex Cardenal.